Hi, this is Mark Bell back with another episode of the Director's Notes podcast and our London Film Festival interview with Brazilian director Eric Rocha, whose feature Burning Night depicts the isolation and financial struggle of a Rio taxi driver as he works the city's late night streets. In our interview, Rocha reveals the ways in which his documentary background brought an authentic reality to this fictional story and how the film's themes of hardship and separation mirror the current crisis in Brazil. Thanks to actress Gabriela Carneiro de Cunha for acting as our interview interpreter here. So, Eric, welcome to Director's Notes.
Thank you.
I'd like to kick off by finding out a little bit more about you and your career. I imagine that filmmaking has always been present throughout your life, given your father.
Eu tinha, na pré-adolescência, adolescência, eu tinha várias paixões, como a história.
So, I had plenty of passions during my childhood and was a teenager. Like history, sociology, image, poetry. And when I saw October from Eisenstein, I realized that cinema could put all those passions together. So this film, October, it united all those passions. So there was when I realized that I would like to make cinema. Obviously, my father and my mother and my grandparents as well, I come from an artist family, was always reference in my life. My father died when I was really young. I had 3 years old. He was always a big reference in my life. But the person who raised me and that gave me all my background in cinema and art was my mom, who is a movie maker from Colombia called Paula Gaitan. After I watched October, I went to Cuba to study cinema in Santo Antonio de los Baños. It was a school founded by Gabriel Garcia Marquez and Fernando Birri to unite students from the so-called third world to study cinema. That's to say Latin America, Africa, and Asia. This experience in Cuba has revolutionary my view of the world. And it was in Cuba, after 3 years being there, that I made my first movie, Rocha Que Voa, in English, Stones in the Sky.
And so we're here today to talk about your new film, Burning Night, which follows Paulo as a taxi driver and he drives through Brazil in the evening. What was it that made you want to tell this story? Because I've read that one of the things that you were very interested in doing was seeing how, I suppose, the turmoil of the city and the country were reflected on this everyday character.
O que me moveu a fazer o filme, eu acho que...
What drove me into making this film? This is a multiple question. I have plenty and multiple answers for that. But the departure of the answer is the desire to look at the life of a Brazilian worker and how, in a certain way, this workerman in Brazil is mirrored in the crisis that Brazil is living today. So through this man, we are talking about a crisis that we are living in the city of Rio de Janeiro, but also in the country of Brazil. Even this man who lives the precarization of labor and who lives this really tough daily basis has to drive through all this oppression to move on with his own life. This body who is tired and has become tough is still resisting. So he desires, he loves, he dances, he sings. So the crossing of this oppressive system of work and labor that millions and millions of Brazilians are living is crossed by multiple affections and the fight of this man who is fighting for his survival. This man, he's learning again to be a father, so he's also driving to his paternity. So I'm really interested in this relation between fatherhood, paternity, and the country. So we are talking about two characters here, the character of Paulo, the man, the taxi driver, but also the character of the city itself. So how to put a zoom in this man, in his eyes, in his body, and in the relationship that he develops with this city.
There were numerous everyday jobs that Paulo could have done. What was it about him being a taxi driver, and a taxi driver who specifically drives at night, that you feel enabled you or allowed you to reveal more about the issues and the narrative that you wanted to tell here?
Existem milhões de desempregados no Brasil e no mundo.
There are millions and millions of unemployed that are trying to make their live in Uber or taxis. So there are millions of people that works in different areas that becomes taxi driver, Uber driver as an immediate solution and a temporary solution sometimes for their situation. Paulo, who is the main character of this movie, yes, he is a taxi driver for this moment. So at the same time that this work, becoming a driver, is something that you can fast become employee, you can solve your problem really fast. So it gives you an immediate solution for you to solve your problem and get cash. This money, this cash, that in the case of a taxi driver is real cash live there, makes it possible for you to solve your issues, pay your debts, and in the case of Paulo, pay his child. So at the same time that this is a solution in his life, it is the same thing that oppresses him, because in this state of this precarization of labor, when you don't have a way out, the same thing that makes it possible for you to live is the same thing that kills you. So this is the problem that millions and millions of people are living today in Brazil and around the world. You have to work exhausting hours to make your living, but at the same time, this is the time you don't have to live your life. As an example, the time that he could be with his son. And we did this at night. One of the reasons is that at night in Rio is much more fresh and there is much less traffic, because during the day, a chaotic city as Rio de Janeiro, it's almost impossible for you to move. And for the other hand, although that's not explicit in the movie, I believe that there is something between Paulo and the night. There's some kind of relationship there that I'm not sure what it is, but I think that maybe he has insomnia or something. That. The amazing thing is that this man, despite living all this loneliness and this structural violence in his body, he still finds the time and the energy to go forward and to look at his own contradictions and to reinvent himself. So my desire with this film is to make a film about this man, this ordinary man, this Brazilian man who is there every day, who is a narrator and a listener and a testimony of our time and our history of our time.
While researching the film, and I know that you worked with actual taxi drivers as consultants, are there any details that they revealed about their day-to-day existence or any revelations that made their way into the film?
Completamente sim. Eu venho do minha trajetória.
Yes, completely. My trajectory in filming, in cinema, it's based on a documentary movies. So I believe completely in the signs that I receive from reality and from life itself, the signs and the smells of the streets, the people that I see, and the reality, the life that pulses. So this consultant, the relationship with them changed completely the perspective of the film, because they presented me my own city, the city that I have been living for years and that I didn't really know. With them, I could make almost a diary about their work. What is the relationship with the passengers, the places that they go to do their pose, the resting, where they go to eat, where they go to talk, to be together during the night.
A teia de comunicação entre eles com os WhatsApps.
The network they have with WhatsApp groups, the hidden places in the cities, where is the best place to put gas. Thanks to these people, I could know this whole universe of a taxi driver. And this was built with time and complicity. And this was brought completely to the script of the film. And then it was brought also to the process of filming with unexpected things that happened during the shooting and that made part of their lives and wasn't in the script, but we brought it and we accepted during shooting.
I was a massive fan of the way that the film is shot in extreme close-up, and even when Paolo leaves the car and they're on the beach, you still capture them and the characters in close-up.
I always wanted to do a film, like a body film, like a desire film, a film based in the body, in the desire, in the affections. How could every look, every muscle could talk? And to destroy the barrier and the frontier between the characters and the camera, so that me as a director or the photographer becomes also the actor and the character. In a certain way, it seems to me that when we do that, the film doesn't become about Paolo, but with Paolo, that we take his perspective and with him we go discovering this film. So there is a poet that I really like, Paul Éluard. It's a French poet that says that the deepest is the skin. So how can we make the audience live with Paolo, live the flow that Paolo is living? So put the audience in the taxi with Paolo, with his loneliness. So the movement of the camera has a lot to do with this. The language of the camera has a lot to do with this. With desire to put the audience together with him, put them together to incorporate one another. The breath, the difficulty, the hardness, the doubt,
attention.
Attention. In every single detail, we live with him. Everything that I said about the camera and the character and their close relationship was only possible because I met this extraordinary actor, that is Fabrício Boliveira. Everything you have felt is only possible to be born because it was born from this relationship of me, Fabrício, and the photographer Miguel Vassi. This relationship happened with Fabrício, is the main character, but also with all the other characters and actors of the film. So this relationship with the crew and with the cast, with actors, this is also the mystery of something that you create.
The film, despite its languid pace, it completely held my interest. And I'm curious as to how difficult you found finding the pacing of the film in a way that you wanted to reflect the reality and I suppose the boredom as well that Paolo feels, but also not alienate the audience and have them lose interest.
Eu acho que também tem a ver com a resposta que eu dei agora, quer dizer, esse ritmo.
It's almost the same answer because it's born from this relationship with the actor, with this actor specifically, and with other actors and the photographer. It's almost like if we danced together. And obviously after that, this is born as well from the relationship with my editor and the process of editing this film. So I think all that said, it is about believing in something. It's about having faith in all these little moments that life gives us. So the film works a lot with the repetition of a daily daily routine, yes. But in this daily routine, there are little differences between them that made them singular. The first third of the film, he says, more paced, is more like measured, yes. And this happens until he meets Karina, and he believes that when he, Paolo, meets Karina, something changed, and the rhythm of the film reflects what has changed in Paolo. So it's a film with a male character that talks about masculinity and paternity, but the presence of this woman and of
femininity
changes things. We have Karina, we have his ex-wife Livia, we have this passenger who is with her son in the car. We have this, what we call the mystery woman in the end, that goes into the woods. That is me. So it's a film also that exposes his fragility, this male fragility,
potential.
Trying, and his strength.
Power.
His power. Yeah. Because it's this man that in his contradictions, he's trying to be a father. He's trying to leave his paternity. But there is still the power of these women that are all around the film.
Having exposed the plight that exists for so many people that most of us ignore, you know, we all get in taxis all the time, we don't think about their lives at all. Is there anything that you would like audiences to maybe consider or think about once they've seen this story?
Eu acho que das pessoas estarem mais atentas.
I think that maybe people could pay more attention to the other and decide to listen, and as hard as it is in living in a big city as Rio or London, maybe being present, and at the same time that they could reflect about a system of work, of labor, of relations that it seems to me is rotten, and at the same time manifest this search of a father towards his son, the search of this man for his paternity is a way to soften himself. And I am a man, so that's something that I think about in my own life, through my own contradictions and my own desires. I'm a Brazilian man, and I live in a country where millions and millions of people don't have a father. They're raised by their mother. And the women in my country, they take for themselves the responsibility and the challenge of being a mother and a father at the same time. And these sons and this child, they don't have a father because their father abandoned their moms, or because they were murdered by the state or by the narco traffic, or because they didn't confirm his paternity, or because they got unemployed. Brazil is a place where unemployment's really big now, and because of this they got divorced from their wives, and after that they couldn't really reinvent this place in their lives.
Que é a história do Paulo, de alguma
which
forma.
Is Paulo's history, but he's fighting with that. That is Paulo's history, but it isn't, because he's fighting with this, he's dealing with this. He wants to get back his paternity. He wants to be a father to Mateus. And I want that these echoes could echo deeply in the people who are seeing this movie. That men could desire this, that men could take his own destiny into his hand and do something, even if the only thing he can do is to imagine something different.
Eric and Gabriella, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for your...
Event.
Thanks for joining us on the Director's Notes podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, then let us know by leaving a rating or review wherever you found this. Next time, we'll sit down with Italian filmmaker Mara Del Piero, whose first fiction feature, Maternal, explores the notion of motherhood within the walls of an Argentinian refuge for young mothers run by nuns. In the meantime, over on directorsnotes.com, you can read Rob's interview with CalArts grad Jenna Caravello about her chatty corpse star in animated short Frontier Western. Speak to you soon.